Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. Well, it's that time of year again. Time for our fifth annual Turkey Show. And this is the annual event in which I play truly horrible records. And I always say at the outset, this was not an original idea of mine, that a disc jockey, Bobby Rich, used to do this in San Diego when he was working at KFMB. It's such a great idea that I thought I would steal it. Now, the point here is that these are not novelty records, okay? These were not meant to be funny. These are funny because they are truly terrible in one way or another. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Strap yourself in, because some of these are really cringe-worthy. All right, it's the best way to kick off the holiday season, don't you think? Well, to start out, we have to have William Shatner. I mean, every year, you have to have a William Shatner song in the Turkey Hour. And this year, we begin with his version of a Sinatra classic. So here he is, Captain Kirk himself, singing "It Was a Very Good Year."
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with perfumed hair that came undone when I was 21. When I was 35,
It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
It was a very bad version of a very good year. That was William Shatner here on Hollywood and Levine. And now we move on to a song in the 60s. I played this over the summer for my six-year-old granddaughter, Becca, and it drove her out of her mind. And I think you may feel the same way. It's by a group called the Serendipity Singers. They were a folk group in the early hootenanny days of the 60s, and this was their hit. It was actually banned in Boston and in several markets. It's called Beans in My Ears, and it was banned because idiot kids were actually putting beans in their ears. This is very catchy. You're going to enjoy it. Serendipity Singers and Beans in My Ears.
My mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. My mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Now why would I want to put beans in my ears? Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Now why would I want to put beans in my ears? With beans in your ears. Beans in your ears. Beans in your ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears. Beans in your ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears.
Beans in our ears.
Beans in our ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears.
Can you imagine a worse fate than to have that song as a earworm? Beans in My Ears by the Serendipity Singers here on Hollywood and Levine. Moving forward, Bob Dylan wrote some great songs, truly a voice of our generation. Mr. Tambourine Man is one of his classics, and this is probably the very best version of that song, of the many covers that have been produced. Here is Mr. Tambourine Man by Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm sure Bob Dylan would say that is the best interpretation of that song. It's the way the song was meant to be. I'm sure that's what Bob Dylan heard in his head when he wrote Mr. Tambourine Man, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Plowing forward now, we go to another song from the 60s. Most of these are from the 60s because there were some really, really horrible songs back then. And this one is just creepy. That's all I can say. This is a story song. It's called Don't Go Near the Indians, and it's by Rex Allen. See what you think of this.
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Since I was just a little boy, I'd like to roam the hills, and to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and yell and holler like them, I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. My hair was jet black and I was 21, lots of pretty girls around. But the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. One day I went to the reservation, and there by a shallow creek was a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly left, but the next day she returned, and it wasn't very long till I told her how the love in my heart burned. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. I told my daddy I'd found a girl who meant the world to me, and tomorrow I'd ask the Indian chief for the hand of Noble Lee. Dad's trembling lips spoke softly as he told me of my life.
was then he said I could never take this maiden for my wife. Son, the white man and Indian were fighting when you were born, and a brave called Yellow Sun scalped my little boy. So I stole you to get even for what he'd done. Though you're a full-blooded Indian, son, I love you as much as my own little feller that's dead. And son, Nova Lee is your sister. And that's why I've always said,
son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away.
I don't know if that was offensive or just creepy. Rex Allen, don't go near the Indians. Well, you got to have a Sinatra song in the Turkey Hour, don't you? Okay, I'm not sure whether I played this before, but it's worth playing again. Here he is, the chairman of the board, doing Bim Bam Baby. Take it away, old blue eyes.
Take a mip-map-mop and a brim-bram-broom and clim-clam-clean up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. Get my slim-slam slippers and my easy chair, run your flim-flam fingers through my greasy hair, then kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. Been north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my trousers pressed, I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim-wham worry if my train is late, gonna shim-sham shuttle on a frim-fram freight, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. And a brim-bram-broom, clim-clam-clean up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's getting back tonight. Get my slim-slam slippers and my easy chair, run your greasy fingers through my greasy hair, kiss me, baby, let me hold you tight. I've been north and south and east and west, but even a honeybee needs some rest. When I get my jacket and my pants all pressed, I follow the swallow right back to my nest. Don't you whim-wham worry if my choo-choo's late, gonna shim-sham shuttle on a frim-fram freight, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. Cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight. Open that door, baby, cause here I come.
There's a channel on Sirius XM called Seriously Sinatra, where they play Sinatra and the Great American Songbook. And when my daughter Annie heard that song, she said, "Seriously Sinatra?" Bim Bam Baby, here on Hollywood and Levine, the Turkey Hour. Staggering forward, this is a song that I absolutely can't stomach. This is a song that I actually can't listen to all the way through. So, of course, I'm including it. It's by the Ivy Three, and it's called Yogi.
Hey, Boo Boo!
Baby! boogie. Boogie, baby.
Hey, boo, boo.
Now listen here, baby.
The yogi man said,
it's all a matter of the mind. Just commune with your innermost being, and baby, you'll be just fine.
It was him or I wasn't, hey. Though I tried my best to dig my inner me, I walked on coals, my head below my knee, until at last I heard me say perfectly,
I'm a yogi.
Would you believe that at one time people actually bought that record? They actually spent money to have that piece of shit in their collection, Ivy 3 and Yogi. Now, here's a song. Again, we're not being PC here on the Turkey Hour. This is a song that was originally written by Frank Zappa of the Mothers of Invention. And this is a cover version by the Persuasions. It's called Electric Aunt Jemima.
Ah, where you been so long, Aunt Jemima, baby?
Bo, bo, bo.
Wow, 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 wow. Ring a dang a dang a ding a bop bop. Wow, 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 wow. Ring a dang a dang a ding a bop bop.
Electric Aunt Jemima, goddess of love. Cake and maple buckle wheat, fizzle on the stove. Queen of my heart, please hear my plea. Electric Aunt Jemima,
cook a batch for me.
Try to find a reason not to quit my job. Beat me till I'm hungry, found a punk to rob. Love me, Aunt Jemima, love me now and nevermore.
Love me, Aunt Jemima. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Try to find a raisin, brownies in the basin, march by the street light, Aunt Jemima all night, holidays and Saturdays, and days of moldy mayonnaise. Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Just caress me.
Trying
to find a reason not to quit my job. Beat me till I'm hungry, found a punk to rob. Love me, Aunt Jemima, love me now forevermore.
Love me, Aunt Jemima.
I love them hotcakes. Give me a little more syrup and margarine, please.
Try to find a raisin, brownies in the basin, matzo by the street of light, Aunt Jemima all night, holidays and Saturdays, and days of moldy mayonnaise. Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Just caress me.
Caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Caress me,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Sweet as the sun, caress from a mansion mama. That's just how sweet your love is to me. Like a rose neath the dew,
caress
and the
me, Aunt
morning sun. Aunt Jemima,
caress
you're the
me, Aunt
only
Aunt
one.
Aunt Jemima,
caress me, Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima.
Electric Aunt Jemima by the Persuasions here in Hollywood and Levine. Now, this next song is one that, there's a place in my heart for this because it was done by one of my all-time favorite disc jockeys and a colleague of mine on a couple of stations, the real Don Steele. But, you know, he's gone now, so I never had a chance to ask him. I mean, I says, what the hell were you thinking when you recorded this? Cecil, the unwanted French fry.
I heard my buddy singing. And I saw my buddies leaving in a bag. I certainly did. And I've been here so long. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm starting to dry. I'm Cecil Chickadee, the unwanted French fry. You know, not too long ago, as I laid in the potato patch up north, I always dreamed of the day that I would be cut up and fried into a golden brown French fry. I dream of the big city with the bright lights. I'd lay in a golden pan under a nice little old light, just waiting for somebody nice to pick me up and eat me. Got stuck out here in this old dilapidated rundown hamburger stand where heaven knows who goes by. Nobody around here seems to like French fries. I've been here about 3.5 hours and this order is too cheap to buy a 20-watt bulb to put under me so I can keep warm. I'm Cecil, the unwanted French fries. I got a cousin who went up to the city, and I can just bet you that he's frying in a nice golden pan along with all my other relatives. Just tanning himself to a golden brown, and people are just hankering just for a little old bite of him. Well, I'm sitting here all cold and hard and just wondering what's going to become of me. Cecil, the unwanted French fry. You know it. It's an awful thing when you're all alone. Nobody cares whether you stay or go. I only wish that somebody would come along and order me and take me in their hand and hold me to their teeth and bite into me and say, that French fry's good! Instead, I guess I just get thrown out like all the rest. I want you to remember something. If you're ever out and you see an old, brown, broken-up French fry trying to keep itself warm, well, that'll be me, Chickadee. Old Cecil, order me. Take me home. I sure will be good to you when you bite into me. So I'm going to tell you just one more one.
Would you believe that people were taking a lot of drugs back when that song hit the airwaves? Cecil, the unwanted French fry by the real Don Steele. Okay, we have come to the last song. You know, and you have to take a lot of care as to what song am I going to leave you with? Well, I think I have the perfect one. This is by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. This is a guy who, when he died, they discovered he had no less than 57 children by probably 54 women. 57 kids, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And this is his very touching ballad called the Constipation Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, most people record songs about love, heartbreak, loneliness, being broke. Nobody's actually went out and recorded a song about real pain. The band and I have just returned from the General Hospital, where we caught a man in the right position. We named this song Constipation Blues.
can take much more. Let it go. Got a pain down inside, won't be denied. Every time I try, I can't be satisfied. Let it go. Oh,
And thus ends another Turkey Hour. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, to Howard Hoffman, to Bruce and Jason Miller, and John Wolfert. Want to get in touch with me? HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com is my email address if you want to yell at me because Beans in Your Ears is still in your head. I'm no longer on Twitter, but I am on Instagram, where I've already posted over 50 of my cartoons. So go over there and follow me, Hollywood and Levine. Hope you have a great holiday season, depending upon when you listen to this. And we will see you again next week right here on
Hollywood and Levine.